Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a very wet Tuesday morning, Tuesday, November the 25th, 2025, 11:25:25, 16 minutes past the hour, 2 days away from the big Thanksgiving holiday. Now, we're all getting ready, we're all excited for Thanksgiving, and everything is in a very positive manner. And of course, last night, there was a Marion City Council meeting. Now, this meeting ended up going 3+ hours last night, but I really don't know that I have all that much information to bring to you this morning, because in that 3 hours, not a whole lot happened. Again, I think some personalities got involved last night, and we'll talk about that as the morning goes along, but it is 2 days before Thanksgiving, so there's a little bit of few things that I need to do here, a little bit of housekeeping. Do want to let everybody know that the Christmas by Candlelight banner was being put up in front of the station here over Delaware Avenue yesterday morning. I forgot to mention that, but Christmas by Candlelight will be starting up here very soon, and the banner is up. I'll tell you, they didn't have to shut down the whole street out here to put the Christmas by Candlelight banner up, so I was very happy about that. And I also have to mention this. I got a message from Colleen Marshall, and tonight, the extended cold case program, Murder in Marion, will air at 6:30 p.m. on the NBC4 streaming channel. Now, this involves the murder of Catherine Conley, who was murdered here in Marion in 1979. So the extended program, Murder in Marion, will air at 6:30 p.m. tonight on the NBC4 streaming channel. It will debut tonight. So you'll definitely want to take that in if you're a Marion resident, or really if you're a resident anywhere. This is a program to see, 6:30 tonight. Colleen Marshall will be the host. So I'm glad we were able to put that information out there this morning. Okay, well, Thanksgiving is upon us. We do have a couple Thanksgiving traditions we're going to do this morning, or at least one we'll do. We'll probably do it in the second hour or maybe later this hour, depending on how things go. But here's how the city council meeting went last night. This is essentially what happened. So, at one point, the mayor was asked point blank, and I believe Thaddeus Smith asked the question about the rumors of people being laid off in Marion. And the mayor's answer to that was, "I don't know." And essentially, that's what it was. Now, he would not confirm that there were going to be layoffs in the city of Marion. He just said, "I don't know." And he let people know that he was at city council, or he was at city hall on Sunday, working on the budget with Chelsea. But the ten percent cuts across all budgets is going to happen. The senior center is one of those. But really, I don't know. It kind of sounded last night like they were trying to cut out paper clips and office supplies and things of that nature. But as far as layoffs go, he did deny that to the degree that they haven't happened yet, but he said he didn't know if they were going to happen or not. Now, that's an interesting point, because does he know? I don't know. But I will say this. People in this town, as I said yesterday, are very upset and they're very scared. And what happened last night was not... It didn't make anybody feel any better, I'll tell you that. It didn't make anybody feel any better. It didn't calm anybody. And I'm literally trying to tell you exactly what happened. That's about the conversation there was about it. Are there going to be layoffs? I don't know. So, there you go. I guess that's where that is. Now, Thad Smith did say last night that he did not want the senior center to take a 10% budget cut. The mayor kind of brushed that off and said that every department head would probably say that. It's all confusing, and I guess we're going to have to wait for December 1st for the new budget to come out to find out exactly what was cut. But there were no union stewards there last night arguing for the city employees. There were no department heads stood up and argued for their department. I don't know. I truly don't know where that's going to go. Now, probably the more animated conversation last night happened around this $25,000 that was allocated by city council for people who lost their SNAP benefits. Now, this became a very, it got a little more in-depth than I thought it would last night. You know, what happened 2 weeks ago, if you haven't been listening every day, 2 weeks ago, city council decided to give the mayor $25,000 to spend how he would see fit to help people who have lost money, lost food because of the loss of the SNAP benefits. And that was voted on unanimously. The money was given to the mayor, and he was going to decide where it should be spent. And then last week, the mayor came back and said, I think all $25,000 should go to the Salvation Army. Okay, so that went back to council. Well, last night, council decided that it should go to five different groups, that it should not go just to the Salvation Army, that it should go to... the Salvation Army should be one group. They should get $5,000. The homeless shelter on Fairground Street should get $5,000. Helping Hands Food Pantry should get $5,000. The Peanut Butter Jelly Truck should get $5,000. And Leaping Ministry Homeless Shelter should get $5,000. So, that happened. And that was amended. And that was voted on and passed. But that did not pass unanimously. It passed 7-2. And I'm not even sure if I can explain exactly what happened here, but 4th Ward City Councilwoman Twyla Lang did not like the idea because SNAP benefits had been returned to people that this money was going to be spent. And Ralph Smith, city councilman at large, was even more animated in his remarks that SNAP benefits have not been lost, the money has all been returned, and he was not going to vote for this. And this got very contentious. 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff gave a very impassioned speech about if city government should do anything, it should be to help to feed the people of the city. He even got very emotional during this speech. Aaron Rollins, city councilman at large, got very angry about what was going on, and I believe it was directed at Councilwoman Lang, because I believe she was talking at the time, and basically said, I don't think you understand that people do need food, and that he does drive the peanut butter jelly truck once a week and come out with him and see all the people that need this food. It was a very bizarre moment. But in the end, Twyla Lang and Ralph Smith were against allocating this money. Now, just to be clear about where this money is coming from, this money is coming from the opioid fund. It can only be used for certain things. So it's not like anybody can just use this fund to fund things in the general fund. Now, certain things, I guess, could be funded in the general fund, but not everything. So there you go. That's pretty well the rundown of last night. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you missed the part where Ralph Smith had a prepared statement.
Oh, he did have a prepared statement, yes.
Yes, against the reason why people should be given food. And then when Aaron Rollins said that he drives peanut butter jelly truck once a week, Ralph Smith later alluded to a comment, hungry children standing on the street corners. Now, Rollins said, that's not what I said, but that's somehow what Ralph Smith translated peanut butter jelly truck into. And then Jason Schauber actually said, I'm sorry, or dear Third Ward residents, or something to that effect, I'm sorry, I should have campaigned harder. Because
well,
it was pretty disgusting the way they were coming off about Iraq. And Ralph Smith, we were sitting in the back, I just said, just vote no. You know what I mean? Like, you continuing to go on for 10 minutes about how you don't want to feed kids is really making you look bad.
Well, this is what I said about this a while ago. I understand there are people who are against this. I get that. But I felt that anybody...
Are you so vehement about it?
Well, two problems. Number one, voting against it when it was clearly going to pass was probably not a good idea. And number two, being as adamant about it verbally was angering people.
Technical that... He's wanting to remove a word here or there just so it can go back to the committee. Now, this is the guy that didn't want anything to go back to committee, and he wanted everything to be amended in council. So,
well, it was just an unfortunate moment.
It was awful.
It was a bad moment. And,
state your disagreement once, but he just kept doubling down, like maybe everybody was going to change their mind or he was going to get his way or... something, and it just really made, well, Tyler did too, it just made them really look uncaring, scary uncaring.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that they are. I just think they were coming, this was a conversation about distributing this money. It was clear, right off the bat, that most of council was for it. They were going to pass it. So I didn't quite understand why Twyla and Ralph wanted to be so adamant about their objections last night.
I honestly somehow think that Ralph Smith thinks, well, it was kind of like with the $5,000, her and him with the $5,000, they were both pretty adamant about that. Like, somehow it might change people's minds.
Well, and it didn't work. Didn't work.
They said, well, yeah, and they said, I want to remind everybody that they're up there fighting, feeding people, and I don't care what anybody says. I know for a fact that the police department had a meeting on Friday, and they told them there will be layoffs. They just don't know who or how many yet. Now, I know that for a fact. The person who told me has absolutely no reason to lie about it. But, you know, as I said last night, we're getting ready to lay people off, and we're, you know, maybe the food banks could use a little more food, especially at the holidays. But Twyla and Ralph had absolutely no problem with Party Bus. Never asked one question about it. Never demanded a report on that. Nothing. That was fine. They rubber stamped it the minute that it came across. And, you know, Smith wanted to take the language out of there that was going to hurt Colin's feelings or make him look bad or whatever. They didn't think twice about any of that. Twyla didn't think twice about when I was mentioning all the stickers. Well, that's their discretionary spending. But when it comes to feeding people, oh, well, these people didn't lose anything. They got their SNAP benefits. So you know what? Even around here, that's how out of touch they are. There are still people that are hungry.
Well, I certainly think it was a bad look, and I don't think they read the room well. And
when people are booing, you really need to read the room.
You know, one of the things I found interesting, and I have said this many times, I do think Rollins is coming into a leadership role. Now, whether you like him or not, or feel he does everything right or not...
I don't believe he's consistent, but I don't dislike him.
Well, no, but I do think last night, if I go down to that over 3-hour meeting, when it came to the things that mattered last night, when it came to the SNAP benefit loss package, when it came to what was going on in the city, Rollins really led the charge on all that last night.
But we're going to need him because he's going to be the most experienced person up there.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I certainly don't think he's in the bag. His votes are in the bag or his feelings are in the bag because I don't think that the administration felt that way. I don't think there were certain members of council who felt the way that he did last night. And I think he was doing what he thought was best. Like, at one point, offering to reimburse any money to people who
that's
city employees.
That's the right thing to do. If we screwed city employees and it caused them to overdraft, then that's just the right thing to do.
Right, but I'm just saying it didn't come from anybody else last night.
No. So, I mean, there's so much going on that, you know, it might not have been something that people thought of, but yes, I agree with that.
Right, and it tells me he's thinking. And mm-hmm. and he also...
Well, he manages a lot of people. I mean, you know, he's a manager of a plant, so he has employees where the other people sitting up there, I'm trying to think of what everybody does, but I don't think anyone else really has employees and at the level that he does, you know.
Well...
A plant-wide if people didn't get paid.
But I'll tell you what, and give credit where credit is due, who asked the mayor flat out about the layoffs? It was Thad Smith.
Mm-hmm. Well, the firefighters showed up last night. I don't know if you know. There were 40 people there last night, I counted.
Well, I did see them, but, you know, nobody got up and asked anything. So it would have just went by the wayside if Thad had not asked it. And Thad also, by the way...
Thad yelled at me when I was sitting in the audience, he's getting laid off!
Well, but Thad also said, I don't think the senior center should face a cut.
Okay, that's very noble of him to say that, but there's no one that's not facing cuts tonight.
Well, these council people do have some power here. They do have the power to look at this budget and pass it or not. And the mayor cannot pass it on his own. So if these people are not all on board, and I'm not sure that they are, then there's going to be trouble. And I saw where some people's minds were last night. I saw where Thad's mind was. Are there going to be layoffs?
But we can't cut enough gosh darn paper and staples and paper clips. And I agree that idea of centralized office or centralized supply room or whatever, that is a good idea. That's something that should have been implemented, you know, when they first came in and they wanted to change everything and cut and slash and whatever, that's something they should have looked at back then. But you're not going to save $1 million in supplies. And if we do, oh my God, we got real problems.
No, but I think there's a problem because things are not exactly being explained right now. That was one of the big problems last night, is that
saw the blank stares that I got when I asked about, you know, I mean, I have factual numbers from the auditor of state, and what did they do? They all stared at me in silence.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think... The problem is that the mayor is accountable to answer to council because he knows that's where his budget's going to go. And if they don't pass it, they don't pass it. And that's going to be a problem. Now, the mayor did...
Thad some kudos. He offered to give up his raise.
Yes, and Thad and Ralph did as well. Ralph was the first one.
He led the charge on that one, so shout out to Thad on that one.
So there's this whole thing going on here, and it looks like council is going to give back their raises because Sean Barr was in that one as well. So it looks like that is going to happen next week in the finance committee.
No one should be getting raises. Unless it's mandatory with the union contract, there should not be one raise going out next year.
Well,
I guess it's my understanding that it has to be for 2 years. I found that out last night. It has to be the length of that council term. So, like, they couldn't come back in 27 and say, we'll give people budgets. Like, they can't have a pay freeze. It has to be for that whole term.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to try to say this in the, because I don't mean this as a knock, but when the mayor came in last night, he looked rough. Now,
tired,
I don't,
hadn't shaved, didn't
well,
he?
Well, I don't know if he was under the weather. I don't know if he said he was in there on Sunday. He looked like he's been through it.
Been through it.
Yeah. I bet he has. I mean, it's been a rough week for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to know he's working on it. So I say that to say this.
I
thought that his answers, I don't think they reassured anybody last night.
No.
And I think that, because I expected something.
Last Monday it's too early to talk about layoffs. And this Monday it was, we're not sure where we are yet. Those are two totally different answers in 7 days.
Well, right, but I, you know, just to say I don't know when it comes to layoffs.
Isn't that just a polite way of saying I'm not saying yes yet?
Well, it is probably true that he doesn't know who or what.
Oh, I'm sure of that. No one knows who's going yet because they got to crunch those numbers and figure out, you know, where can we save on overtime but not cut bodies kind of thing, you know?
Right, but so, I just thought there would be some kind of words of encouragement going into the holidays. There would be something for all these people who would be worried. I mean, the report from the Auditor of State came out yesterday, and there was really nothing last night. Nothing.
No, and it's like the elephant in the room, but I guess it would be best for a finance committee, especially since it was such a long meeting. And that man with the building code, if you heard where his recommendations were coming from, it was from Westerville. And Mike Neff was the building inspector in Westerville, and he now works in Delaware. So that tells me that's exactly that man's connection, and I'm trying to figure out why Mike Neff or whomever is just allowed to, from the public, is allowed to invite people up here to talk about the damn building code for the fifth time for an hour when our city's, like, going bankrupt. I just wanted to be like, dude, can we just vote on him and get it over with? Because if he doesn't come back and talk about this for an hour again, that would be great. But, I don't know how just members of the public get invited speakers added to the agenda. That's interesting. There was one thing I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, it was an interesting evening. The fact that, you know, we go back to the almost $9 million in the hole, and I don't know how exactly. I guess I just need to figure out some better questions about that because the letter said we don't have a way to legally transfer the money to cover it, so.
Well, I thought something that was interesting was the mayor said he was going to try to get this down to a balanced budget, which in his mind is somewhere in the $15 million range, which this 10% does not do.
Mm-mm.
So what? Where's the other about $3 million coming from?
Well, I would assume it would have to be that carryover that they tell us is about $5 million.
Right, but
we don't know if that's $5 million. I mean, the bottom of the letters from the state of Ohio says, like, we're not even sure that these numbers that we gave you are correct because your books are so bad, just to paraphrase. But that's what it says in fancy.
But I thought what the mayor said last night was he wanted to get a budget down to what the city's expended or what the city's revenues are expected to be.
Yeah, and he knows that the 10% won't do it. He said he knows that.
And so... he gave no plan on how that was going to happen or where that was going to come from. And I didn't quite understand that. I don't know where all this extra spending is because didn't he say last night 80%, 85% of the budget was wages?
Yeah, that's
payroll?
I believe that. Well, remember how I was talking about a good way to slide through money that doesn't get allocated or need... Yeah, that doesn't get allocated, so it doesn't necessarily raise any red flags, is through payroll. I mean, you've got to pay payroll, and we're not in a good situation. The Auditor of State is not terribly pleased with us for the amount of payroll that we've gone over in a couple of departments without appropriations, because you're supposed to be, okay, you know, if I've used all my overtime for the year, I need to come back and ask for more. And odds are for police and fire, they're going to get it. But they're not coming back and asking for it. And, oh, that's what I was going to say. I went through the organizational chart, the 2024, the police report that they give to the city or whomever at the end of the year. At the end of 2024, we had 12 lieutenants, and I believe another one got promoted. I could be wrong about that, but we have 12 lieutenants, 3 majors, and a chief, and that counts into our 60-some officers. Well, the chief doesn't, but the rest of them do.
Well, it's going to be rocky times, and I don't think any questions really got answered last night. And I'm not even sure, aside from Thad's question on are people going to get laid off, I'm not sure it really went anywhere. So, you know, I guess it's all to December the 1st, but...
He didn't say no. And a week ago, he didn't want to talk about it.
No, he didn't say no, but...
And you know what? I think in the newspaper, he said layoffs were going to occur. So I don't know if people don't read the newspaper, but in the newspaper he said that, and he either gave that in an interview or in an email to the Marion Star.
Well, I think those paywalls prevent people from reading the newspaper for the most part. So it's unfortunate, and I don't know where any of this is going to go, but we do know that the SNAP funds, the opioid money, I guess is going to go to those five groups.
Good. And especially at this time of year, and especially when we're hearing that Columbia Gas is, it's not happened yet, people, so don't freak out, but they want a 21% rate hike. So, I mean, things aren't going to get easier for anyone as far as that goes, not right now.
And we'll see where it goes.
Take care, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, here we are in this wonderful holiday season, and kind of all this going on, and you kind of hope, you would kind of wish that at some point somebody would say something or somebody would do something at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. You gotta love your city.
You know, you don't hear that much anymore downtown.
No, I wonder why. Has all the love left the city?
I don't know. Not a whole lot of stuff there now.
Unbelievable. You know, I would just like to hand out this number, you know, for Twyla and Ralph. Or somebody that's close to them, because I seriously think Twyla and Ralph need this number. 800-221-1222. Because I seriously think they've been poisoned.
Oh, the poison control hotline.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I thought that was just... I had the sense when Ralph was talking about not funding the people who had a gap in their SNAP benefits, it sounded to me like he was talking to amuse himself to let people know, hey, I'm not a dumbass after all, you know?
Well,
he tried to get his feelings of importance when what he was doing went nowhere. I think conceptually we could understand what he was trying to aim at, but it didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference. Okay, so SNAP is back in, but there's still a gap. And then there's more than a gap. There are those who are out there who really need this in addition to what is going on. The homeless shelter, the peanut butter and jelly truck, so on and so forth. There's a continuing need for this. And until somebody comes up with a solution, that need is always going to be there.
Well, I could not quite wrap my mind around why he and Twyla were being so over the top about it when it was clear that the rest of council was going to vote for it. You know, you can vote against it.
A good word might be why they were so obtuse.
Well, I don't know if they were obtuse, because I think they certainly were saying what they were saying, but I don't know why it needed to be voiced several times in the midst of that conversation when it was clear that council was going to vote for it. It was very clear. And Rollins became very animated at one point at Twyla for the things that she was saying, because she did not want the word SNAP benefits in the ordinance. I mean, it was an odd bit of business, and I'm not sure, and I don't even think they planned to come off as badly as they did in the room, but they certainly did.
Well, that's why a lot of people need, hopefully, if they've got the proper gray matter, to make sure their mind is engaged before putting their mouth into gear. Too many people don't think these things through, and that's why they're screw-ups, you know?
Well, and it was odd because it even got...
You know, to be a good representative on city council, you don't just go to that job one time or two times, you know, whatever the amount of meetings, so on and so forth. You've got to do your homework. You've got to research. You've got to study and understand what the hell's going on, which brings me to the point, what in God's name is the problem with that stone burner? She has got to be the worst president of council in the history of Marion.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. I don't know.
She can't keep track of when there's a motion, when there's something to vote on. She's lost it. If it wouldn't be for Pollock reminding her and telling her, I mean, you know, let's find some kind of stimulant. Maybe she needs a good stimulant to keep her alert and on track. But, you know, I'm sorry, president of council, the training wheels have to come off. And you've got to speak up so people can hear you and understand you and not mumble. To a better tomorrow.
Thank you. And again, phone lines are open here this morning, 48 hours away from Thanksgiving. I wonder if people have thawed out their turkeys, getting ready for started the thaw on their turkeys, getting ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday. I don't know. It's a very odd time here in the city. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. You know something? I was thinking the other day, why do we cover city council so much now? Because it's not something we used to do. We'll come back to the conversation here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just heard the news. Chicago is expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow, and apparently Stormy Daniels is WGH new weather girl, and she's expecting 10 inches tonight.
No, I think that's a rumor.
Bada-boom.
Bada-boom.
No better tomorrow.
All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've been thinking about why do we cover city council so much now. It was not something that we used to cover to this degree. And I think it's the city. I don't think there has ever been a time that I can remember where personalities were so driven and issues were so driven and citizens were so angry with what's going on. I don't know why that dynamic has changed so much in the last 2 years, but it certainly has. And you can't say that there aren't problems down there. And even when there were problems before, they did not seem this big. And maybe that's the big change that has happened. One of the odd things is, there were times when you used to go to a city council meeting, and literally more or less, nothing would happen that was really of any kind of note. You would have some appropriations, that would be about it, and life would go on. Well, that's not really the case anymore. And I think that's why the Marion Star's there every week. I think that's why people pay attention to it now so closely. That's what it is. Well, the phone lines are open here. We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour, 740-383-9944. Hope you're having a wonderful week of Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people are off this week. A lot of schools are out. A lot of people probably are not working this week. I did run into one of our good friends here at the station, John Heimlich, yesterday, and he was telling me, I believe the Messiah is this Sunday, coming up this Sunday. So you'll want to pay attention for that. And also, the Christmas truck parade is this Saturday, I believe, in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Oh, it's raining.
It, you know, here we are, Thanksgiving, but better than snow.
Oh, well, it is what it is. At least no one's in charge of the weather.
No, no, we don't want people in charge of the weather.
Can you imagine how screwed up it'll be?
Well, it gets more by the day.
I didn't make it last night because I got a little bit of a head cold, so I knew I couldn't hear anything anyway then, for sure. I was tossing around something and, you know, just don't have a thing to do with city council because apparently they don't think they got a problem if they didn't get really into it last night. But why do we always give turkeys away?
Give turkeys away.
Everybody gives hands out turkeys, you know, for the holidays. All these organizations give turkeys away.
Well, I think it's because Thanksgiving is represented by the turkey.
Well, that's true. How many people, me included, wouldn't want to do with a damn turkey once they got it?
Oh, well, that's probably a high priority because a high
how
probability.
Many people, how many people that get one even have a pan big enough to put it in? And how many people has a clue you're supposed to unthaw? Do they think you just put it in the oven? Now, we're talking about us regular type people. Wouldn't they be better off with 5 pounds of ground beef?
Well, you know,
I know it's tradition. I know all that. But if you really want to fill a need, I don't think a 15-pound turkey should be what would do the trick. Somebody gave me a 15-pound turkey, I sure as heck would think, okay, now what are we going to do?
Well, plus we should mention, a turkey's a lot of work. I mean, you've got to thaw that thing out, you've got to take the giblets out of that thing, you have got to get that thing in either a bag or a pan, you've got to cook it all day. It's a big project.
Well, and besides that, Scott, we do live in a microwave oven generation, and you can't get them puppies in a microwave.
No. And you know what? There's always turkey left. It's not like somebody cleans the turkey down to the bone.
Well, how many of them do you think goes out there when the trash man, bless his heart, if he's still here, doesn't take some, at least 3/4 of the, if they even, you know, they don't know how to cook them. I'm not sure I know how to. Because you only do it once a year.
Right.
I always think, now, we got Johnny down here on the corner that's living in a little house, and he gets a 12-pound turkey. Well, yes, that is tradition. I understand that. But now what's he going to do with it?
No, I think you should give him a pumpkin pie and a tub of Cool Whip.
Well, give him ready to eat, because bless their hearts, nobody teaches them how to cook it.
No, but you know what? People cling to tradition. There are people listening right now, I guarantee you, who are going, Thanksgiving without the turkey? That can't be. I mean, if you went to somebody's house, if somebody invited you over for Thanksgiving, and let's say you put a lasagna on the table instead of a turkey, people would be having heart attacks at the dinner table.
I don't know. I went to my daughter's Sunday, and lasagna is exactly what you put on the table. But I'm just saying, let's be realistic. I don't want someone to give me it, even if it's free. I don't want a dang turkey. What am I going to do with it tomorrow? Do they know what to do? If they get it cooked, do they know what to do with it?
Well, and here's a little note. You should not be eating leftovers from that turkey past Saturday, the Saturday of Thanksgiving. So if Thanksgiving's on Thursday, Saturday is really, and Saturday's even a little iffy, if you should still be eating that, because it goes bad pretty quick.
But, Scott, if you were hungry, would you care if, I mean, you wouldn't know it was bad until a couple, you know, an hour later or two, when you was sicker than a dog? I just thought I'd just change the subject.
No, it's Thanksgiving week, so I think it's a worthwhile conversation. So what do you think that we should give people in lieu of a turkey?
3 pounds of bologna.
Bologna. Hey, listen, you just set me up. If there's one thing we've got a large supply of in this city right now, it's bologna, because we are full of bologna.
True, and yeah. I'm glad since that meeting, and the whole dang country's talking about Marion, even Union County's talking about Marion, and they go to the meeting and nothing happens.
You know, I was kind of taken aback by that. Now, I understand there are probably some reasons for that. Number one, the 10% budget cuts haven't come back until Wednesday. Number two, I think some people feel it's not proper to talk about something that's still in committee, which it will be till next Monday. But I really did think the mayor would say something last night in regard to it. And I really thought there would be some questions from council about the, because people are not calm. That's the question. This is really no longer about the budget, even though that's the underlying problem. But people are upset, and people are going into their Thanksgiving dinners now, because there's not going to be another meeting, thinking they're going to lose their job. And there was no reassurance, there was no comforting, there was no anything given to these people. And that's very unfortunate.
Well, that's true, because everybody except council is talking about the layoffs.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot tell you how many people have come up to me in the last week and talked about this. And for some reason, maybe council and the mayor are oblivious to what's being talked about, or maybe they don't want to talk about it.
Well, they've got their head in the sand then, because everybody's talking about it except them.
Well,
and another thing, let me ask you another question, Scott. How responsible financially is the council for our budget?
Well, they have to pass it.
No, that's not what I mean. Do they have to come up with some money, the council themselves, if this don't happen?
Well,
are they responsible because they sat on the council and they're doing the passing or what? Are they responsible?
Well, I don't know who's exactly on the hook. I would think everybody would be.
Well, everybody here in Marion is sitting there trying to figure out what to do except the council and the mayor.
Well, the mayor, I have invited him on probably 3 times in the last week. He doesn't even respond to me anymore. I don't know what's going on there. I wish that he would say something to people. I don't know why he's not. Maybe he doesn't have the answers. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, there's an awful lot of pressure put on him, but it could have been different if the council just hadn't rubber-stamped everything he wanted.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, we are seeing some leaders emerge, which I kind of think is interesting. Certainly, Rollins got involved last night, and I would have to say that Scott Kreider even got up a couple times and spoke. So, he's coming on to council. I think, you know, that there is some of that, so maybe there's some hope there.
Well, where were they last July?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question. That's what I always say. Maybe they should have, it should just be mandatory that they have to go over the budget and where they stand in July, not November.
Well, you know, it does, again, the budget director was there last night, and I don't really think anything got asked of her in regard to where all the money, why didn't she know? Now, even if they don't present the budget, shouldn't the budget director be sending up red flags at some point in July that maybe we've got a problem here? And one of the other things, I get this idea. Listen, I am not into blaming people because it's not going to fix the problem. I get that logic, but we need to know how this happened so it doesn't happen again. And nobody seems to want to ask that question. And I don't quite understand that one either. I don't know why nobody can say, why are we here? Why has this happened? Now, the only thing I did hear the mayor say last night, at one point he slipped into the idea that Marion has been deficit spending for many years now. So I guess this is one of those things, again, that we're going to say is based in previous administrations and so on and so forth.
That's a cop-out.
Well, he said it.
Cop-out. That's like people that go and lease a car because the neighbors leased a car. We can't afford to lease a car, but we're going to get one because that apparently is the American way. But then you look at Marion, and then you look at the National. It's the same kind of, I think it's just the times. I think they just like absolute confusion the whole time from the mayor, from the president down to the mayor. But there again, I can't put all the blame on the mayor because the council approved this stuff.
Well, that's right. Everybody is complicit in what's going on, and maybe that's what Ralph and Twyla were trying to make the point of last night by not voting for the $25,000 for the food pantries and peanut butter and jelly truck and homeless shelter. It just came up so badly in the room.
They've already spent that. They're just distributing it now.
Well, it wasn't a good look in the room last night, I'll tell you that.
Well, so it's a good thing I didn't crawl out of my sick bed and go and try to hear what's going on.
That was a bad conversation. That brought out, Ayers teared up. He got emotional. Rollins very, I don't want to say yelled, but he certainly got forceful with Twyla when she was trying to talk about this was not a need. I mean, it got ugly.
Well, and besides that, you got to feel for Ayers. I mean, he's been on there for many, many years, and to see his council belly up,
It's a tough. You know what? When we start the next hour, we're going to have 13 minutes of happy Thanksgiving talk. So maybe the top of next hour. And hey, guess what? We're going to talk about turkeys.
Well, okay. And then you just make sure you say how is Frida next door going to cook that turkey when all she has is a little apartment size oven.
I think our next door neighbors here are just going to put a spray tan on it and serve it.
Well. And how many of them try to eat it, and it's not even done?
What?
So the emergency room better brace themselves.
Well, at least we've got a new emergency room. You have to go through the metal detector to get in, but at least you can get in the emergency room.
That's right, but then you can walk through the front door, and you don't have to go through the metal detector.
That's exactly right. So if you stand before the metal detector, you can do whatever you want. But
we're not going to fix it. We're just going to stir the pot.
Well, that's what we're here to do every two hours every morning. We got to do something.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks for calling. We'll be back right after this. 9683, mowing, tree trimming, edging, mulching, and yard